from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 4th day of August. Have I thanked the audience lately for letting us be a part of the weekend morning?
Thank you
for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Saturdays are going to start to just change a little bit as we move into football season, but we got your backs on Sunday. And by the way, Sam brought up something that we are going to get back to. We had a feature earlier this year, blew up, and it's because of you folks. They got next. Where we had 13-year-olds and under put together a 1-minute sports report, and we were going to give them, and we give them a platform here. Well, mm-hmm. We kind of took it away with the summer here and everybody on vacation, but as we approach the fall, we will be redoing that. So we reaching out soon for those who would like to be a part of They Got Next. As we welcome in our guest, Jason Longshore. Been a few weeks since I talked to you, buddy. How are you?
Doing well. How about you guys?
Great, man. Great.
I'm doing fine. I always like to ask Jason, because music question for him. Mm-hmm. I made a statement earlier. I like your very strong opinioned response to it, because Noelle came back and she played American Girl by Tom Petty, and I said that one of America's most underrated all-time rock stars.
Yeah, I totally agree. That's a good call. I think he flies under the radar for some people, and when you really get into just how many big monster, not even just hits like in terms of popularity, but just iconic songs, he's got tons of them.
I know.
And you might not think of him first or second, but he deserves all the praise, all the props.
Absolutely. All right, listen, man, we appreciate you coming on here, and we wonder where you're going to go when you talk about this team. And I'll start off with the news we got yesterday when we were on the air. Abe Gordon, as a matter of fact, came in here and broke the news that it became official that Atlanta United are going to lose Ronald Hernandez for 4 to 6 weeks. What does that do to this team as they were starting to get players back?
Yeah, it's a shame for Ronald specifically, and I'll talk about him in just a second because he's just one – talk about underrated guys. He's one of those guys who, you know, you don't always notice, but is very important to the fabric of this group. On the field right now, the timing, if you're looking for somebody to be injured, the timing is good because you've got depth in that position at the moment. You have Pedro Amador, who is now part of the group and got some minutes last time against DC United. So he's in a position to where he can jump into that left back spot, and you know the question is just going to be, he hasn't had a full preseason. You know, he joined in mid season. He's getting his fitness up. He can definitely get you the majority of a 90 minutes. How close to 90 can he play at this point? And if he can't play 90, then what? And you have to figure that out. But for Ronald specifically, you know, he's a guy who he's been here for a while. And he is one of those guys who has been called upon to play a variety of positions. He came to Atlanta as a right back, So he was the backup to Brooks Lennon. He has played on the left side a good bit. He has played as a center back a good bit, whether we're talking about three center backs or two. He has done anything that any coach has asked him to do. And when you look at performance in training, he's one of the leaders. He's captained this team in cup competitions. He captained the team last time out against DC United. And this run of games he's had lately where he's played consistently. We talked to him after a match, and Ronald was very open in talking about how, you know, it's a struggle for a guy like him, a pro athlete at any level, who is working and grinding and wants to get on the field and just isn't. And then it's hard, and at times it's mentally tough. But then when you get that opportunity and you make the most of it, you could just see the smile on his face and the way that he was playing and just everything come out of him in such a good way. So I hate the timing of it for him specifically. But for the team, you do have depth in that position, and now you're going to have to rely on Pedro Amador to give you the kind of performances that Ronald Hernandez has given you, and you're going to have to find some of that leadership and some of that heart in other places in this group.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Jason Longshore. Always great to catch up with him. You're going to hear him later on today. Atlanta United against Santos Laguna. Santos Laguna.
Yes.
4 p.m. And he is social, as always. You can find him at Long. Why are you laughing?
Because it came out of your back pocket. Like, you usually have a nice little flow there. Then you got down the rabbit hole of saying Santos Laguna, and then you had to come back with it. Oh, yeah, and he's social. That's why I laugh.
You always find him at Longshue. Talk about the importance of this matchup today. It's not an MLS, match. But the importance of this, and there's some new faces that are being infused into this roster. What should we expect, and how soon should we expect to see them make an impact?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So this today is essentially a knockout game with Santos Laguna. It's in the League's Cup, which is a new competition, and you have these opportunities, and I think soccer is unique in it, where you have multiple trophies that you're playing for in a season. It doesn't take the place of the ultimate prize, and in this league, the ultimate prize is winning MLS Cup. This wouldn't take the place of that. But it's not completely far off either. This would be a tournament that would be lucrative. This would be a tournament that would get you into CONCACAF Champions Cup next year with international competition. This would be a big deal. And to get these kinds of moments, when you talk about getting ready to win MLS Cup, you got to go through knockout games. You got to go through what playoff situations are like. That's what today is. So it's a good test, and both teams are in the same situation. Whoever wins, however they win, if it goes to a shootout afterwards, and that's how it gets decided, whoever comes out of this on top is going to advance into knockout round competition in the League's Cup. So it's vital for both teams today. I think with the roster and how things are evolving, Amador is now in the group. And Alexei Maranchuk is the newest signing. It's going to take a minute to get him in. You have to get the work visa and everything done with him. And then you've got to get his fitness up. He had gone through a few weeks of preseason training with Atalanta in Italy. So he's got a little bit of a base of fitness. He can work on some fitness-related things on his own. It's a little different individual cardio work, for example, versus soccer fitness with a group. That's not quite the same thing. You can accelerate the process by being in good just individual shape, and I think Alexei will probably be doing that in the meantime. But when you can get him in, it's probably going to be a couple of weeks. In a perfect world, you make a run in League's Cup, and he's able to join in the knockout rounds later on in the competition. But more than likely, it's going to be the next MLS match, which will be late in August in Los Angeles against the Galaxy.
Well, knockout game or not, what do we need to know about this Santos Laguna team?
They're desperate. This is a team that has not won very often in a long time. And in Mexico, the way the competition is structured, you know, we talk about different trophies to win. In Mexico, the league season is split into two. So you have an Apertura in the fall and the Clausura in the spring. What that does is it creates even more urgency. It gives managers and teams even less time to build, because when the fan base, when the media, when you start to have multiple seasons, campaigns of not being successful, it adds up faster because you're playing two seasons in a year instead of one. So that pressure mounts. And Santos is kind of in that spot now where these short seasons actually hurt them, because they haven't been able to get any momentum. And now it's, oh, here's another campaign down the drain. Now we've got to start firing people. And that's where it gets difficult in Mexico to build a consistent group that can be successful. The one thing about Santos is this is a team that is very good at developing its own talent. So you have a lot of players that come through their academy that get into the first team. They're not one of the giant clubs in Mexico, but they're kind of in that middle tier of teams that have had success, and a lot of it is kind of homegrown. A lot of it is developed by the club internally. They're a little bit in between generations right now. They have a lot of young players that will feature in the group today. They're missing that top-end talent, and a couple of their best players are out right now. One of them is out injured. He was brought in to be the attacking force, and he's been hurt for the majority of the season. And the other was away with Argentina's Olympic team. So this is an incomplete group at the moment, and they are definitely struggling. So they're desperate coming into this. However, they could get a win here. If it's an ugly kind of win, they're not going to care. That can be difficult for a team like Atlanta United, where if Santos just comes in, sits back and sits deep and defends and tries to play to win a shootout, you have to find a way to break them down. The way you do that, in my opinion, is you come out on fire to start and you get an early goal. You can't fall behind in like this. They have to find early goals today. Feed Daniel Rios, because he has been in great, great form up top for Atlanta United. Yep. Get Saba going, but more importantly, give Daniel Rios opportunities to change this game.
Jason, while we got you here, before we get away, give us your thoughts on Olympics and the way things have gone for U.S. men and the U.S. women, what you've seen.
I think the U.S. men did about what would be reasonable to expect for them. You know, they lost to France in the opener, which was expected. They then won their next two and looked pretty good in doing it. And they got into a knockout game where the scoreline was ugly against Morocco, but that game was much tighter for the majority of it than the scoreline would indicate. It got away from them at the end, and it's a knock. A 4-0 loss means the exact same as a 1-0 loss. You have to go for it once you fall behind. They did. They got punished the other way. You did okay, and it was the first time back in the tournament for a long time, so that's very important for the U.S. men, those young players, get those opportunities, because that's a huge team with a couple of overage players. The women, it is the full senior national teams, and getting through Japan, a team we saw in the She Believes Cup here in Atlanta a few months ago, that is not easy to do, and I think you're starting the emergence of one of the great next players in world soccer.
Say it. Say it.
Trinity Rodman.
There you go.
Trinity Rodman is just incredible talent. And what she's always been able to do is create goals for others. When she starts getting goals herself and having the confidence to drop down on that left foot and hit that shot, which was a low percentage shot, and find the back of the net, when you add that to Sophia Smith, who we've already seen do this at the international level, Mallory Swanson, who's back from injury and maybe, if not the best, one of the best players in the world, that front three is lethal. And Emma Hayes, the new manager for the U.S. women, I really like where she's taken this team and the way that they play, the little subtle things tactically that suit the group. They're in a good spot going into a semifinal now, and this is a team that could win gold.
Hmm. You'd be happy to know, Jason, you've trained me well, and I chose her, right, Sam?
Yep.
The beginning of the Olympics, I said, this is who I'm focusing on, and it was Trinity Rodman. And
that's a good call. You did good.
I owe it all to you, sir. I owe it all to you.
Here to help.
All right, man. Listen, enjoy the rest of your weekend. We will be talking to you soon. But Jason Longshore, again, coming on here and just getting us set. Have a great call this afternoon, buddy.
Have a great call, man.
Thanks, y'all.
See.
I think the U.S. men did about what would be reasonable to expect for them. You know, they lost to France in the opener, which was expected. They then won their next two and looked pretty good in doing it. And they got into a knockout game where the scoreline was ugly against Morocco, but that game was much tighter for the majority of it than the scoreline would indicate. It got away from them at the end, and it's a knock. A 4-0 loss means the exact same as a 1-0 loss. You have to go for it once you fall behind. They did. They got punished the other way. You did okay, and it was the first time back in the tournament for a long time, so that's very important for the U.S. men, those young players, get those opportunities, because that's a U team with a couple of overage players. The women, it is the full senior national teams, and getting through Japan, a team we saw in the She Believes Cup here in Atlanta a few months ago, that is not easy to do, and I think you're starting the emergence of one of the great next players in world soccer.
Say it.
Trinity Rodman.
There you go.
Trinity Rodman is just incredible talent. And what she's always been able to do is create goals for others. When she starts getting goals herself and having the confidence to drop down on that left foot and hit that shot, which was a low percentage shot, and find the back of the net, when you add that to Sophia Smith, who we've already seen do this at the international level, Mallory Swanson, who's back from injury and maybe, if not the best, one of the best players in the world, that front three is lethal. And Emma Hayes, the new manager for the U.S. women, I really like where she's taken this team and the way that they play, the little subtle things tactically that suit the group. They're in a good spot going into a semifinal now, and this is a team that could win gold.
Hmm. You'd be happy to know, Jason, you've trained me well, and I chose her, right, Sam?
Yep.
The beginning of the Olympics, I said, this is who I'm focusing on, and it was Trinity Rodman. And
that's a good call. You did good.
I owe it all to you, sir. I owe it all to you.
Here to help.
All right, man, listen, enjoy the rest of your weekend. We will be talking to you soon, but Jason Longshore, again, coming on here and just getting us set. Have a great call this afternoon, buddy.
Have a great call, man.
Thanks, y'all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.